Well, good morning.
Talk.
It is absolutely amazing how the Lord works.
这真是奇妙，就是主怎么样来做工。
You may know that originally my father was scheduled to share this morning.
您可能知道，最初的安排是我的父亲今天早上来分享。
But he's very much under the weather, and so we prayed about it, and the brothers contacted Brother Shalesh and I and asked if we could share this morning.
他的身体不适，我们也为他祷告，但是弟兄呢就来联系我跟 Shalesh 弟兄。
So whenever something like this happens at the last minute, sometimes it's hard to coordinate.
当有些事这么紧急发生的时候，很难去联络。
I spent a good portion of the morning trying to contact Ty yesterday morning.
昨天我花了不少的努力去来联系泰弟兄。
Never did get a hold of Ty.
但是我没有找到他。
And he spent much of the evening trying to contact me.
那他呢？整个晚上花时间来找我。
And I have no idea why our phone didn't ring or why we didn't answer.
那我也不知道为什么我们的电话没响。
But this last song that we just sang in the Blue Book 122 is very much right at the heart of what the Lord has put on my heart this morning.
但是刚才唱到的蓝本122首，就是神放在我心里面的那个负担。
We are His body, we are His dwelling.
我们是他的身体，我们是他居住所居住的地方。
We are called by our Lord's name.
我们是蒙召在他的名里。
He bought us.
他买赎了我们。
He bought us.
他买赎了我们。
He's filling our lives.
他充满了我们的生命。
Until we reveal only Christ.
直到我们来彰显他自己。
Brothers and sisters, that is an awesome thought that we can reveal only Christ.
这是一个何等伟大的意念，就是我们可以来彰显他，满有他的身量。
Nothing of ourselves, only Christ.
在我们里面没有，无有，但是在他里面就是万有。
Can we open the scriptures to, let's start with Ephesians.
让我们先来看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9.
以弗所书第一章第九节。
It says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9, making known unto us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in him.
第一章第九节，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Unto a dispensation of the fullness of the times to sum up all things in Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth in him.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
Again, this mystery of summing up all things in Christ.
这是一个奥秘，就是在基督里面同归于一。
In Ephesians chapter 3,
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 9 through 11.
第九到第十一节。
And to make all men see what is the dispensation of the mystery which for ages hath been hid in God who created all things.
又使众人都明白这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
To the intent that now unto the principalities and the powers in the heavenly places might be made known through the church the manifold wisdom of God.
为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
And if we could turn to Colossians.
然后哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章第九节。
We're going to read verse 9 through verse 20.
第九节到第二十节。
Colossians 1, 9 through 20. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray and make request for you, that ye may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
因此我们因从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
To walk worthily of the Lord unto all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
Strengthened with all power according to the might of His glory, unto all patience and long-suffering with joy.
照他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的力各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Giving thanks unto the Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
In whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
我们在他爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
For in him were all things created, in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible, things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers.All things have been created through him and unto him.
因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
And he is before all things, and in him all things consist.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
For it was the good pleasure of the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And through him to reconcile all things unto himself, having made peace through the blood of the cross. Through him, I say, whether things upon the earth or things in the heavens.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
And one last passage in Acts chapter 22.
最后的一个章节是在《使徒行传》二十二章。
Acts chapter 22. This is going to be a little more of a narrative, not quite as packed as the epistles that we just read.
这个第二十二章里面所讲的，并不是像刚才所读的这样浓缩，但是它是也解释了一切。
And I'm gonna read chapter 22 of Acts 1 through 10, and then our brother will read 1 through 10.
我来读二十二章一到十节，然后翻译的弟兄再来读。
Brethren and fathers, hear the defense which I now make unto you. This is Paul, making a defense. And when they heard that Paul spake unto them in the Hebrew language, they were more quiet. And he said, I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel.Instructed according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, even as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. As also the high priest doth bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and journeyed to Damascus to bring them also that were there unto Jerusalem in bonds to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and drew nigh unto Damascus, about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light around about me. And I fell unto the ground, and I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me beheld indeed the light, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise, go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do.
22章1到10节，这是保罗在分诉。诸位父兄请听，我现在对你们分诉。众人听他说的是希伯来话，就更加安静了。保罗说，我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。我也曾逼迫奉这道的人，直到死地，无论男女都所拿下监，这是大祭司和众长老都可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们打与弟兄的书信，往大马士革去，要把在那里奉这道的人所拿带到耶路撒冷受刑。我将到大马士革，正走的时候，约在晌午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我，我就扑倒在地，听见有声音对我说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？我回答说，主啊，你是谁？他说，我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。与我同行的人看见了那光，却没有听明那位对我说话的声音。我说，主啊，我当做什么？主说，起来，进大马士革去，在那里要将所派你做的一切事告诉你。
Let's have just another quick word of prayer.
让我们再来一个简短的祷告。
Lord, it's your word that speaks to us.
主要是您的话对我们来讲。
Lord, may these passages just be embedded in our heart. May we see something of your mystery this morning just through the reading of the scripture.
主要愿您的话存在我们心里，让我们借着您今天早上的话可以看到这样的奥秘。
Lord, we do pray that you would use the words to open our hearts.
我们祷告您用话语来打开我们的心。
Anoint the words and the translation in the ears today.
来恩膏翻译的还有听的耳朵。
That you may receive all the glory.
所以您可以得一切的荣耀。
We ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告是奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
In our first passage in Ephesians, we read that there is a mystery.
在以弗所书第一章我们读到有一个奥秘。
And this is the mystery of all mysteries.
这是奥秘中的奥秘。
Anyone that has ever read a mystery book or seen a mystery movie, you're just stunned when you finally see the truth behind the mystery.
我们有时候看到一些很有悬念的电影啊，或者小说啊，我们到最后发现这个事实的时候，都是很惊奇。
Last night, I believe around 7 young people accepted the Lord, and they have entered into the mystery of all mysteries.
昨天晚上有七位年轻人接受了主耶稣，他们进入了这个奥秘之中。
Any of us in here that have accepted the Lord as our Savior have entered into this fabulous mystery.
每一位今天在座的，如果您已经信主的话，您就已经进入了这个奥秘之中。
But the Lord wants to reveal this mystery to us.
但神还是愿意来向我们启示这个奥秘。
And every time we turn the page and we think we have the answer to the mystery, there's more to the mystery. It's like the onion that you just can never get to, just skin after skin after skin of the mystery.
当您来读这本书的时候，每一页翻过，您觉得您已经了解一些这个奥秘，但是再翻下去还有，就像洋葱一层一层的剥下去。
And yet, if we could simplify it, in Ephesians chapter 3 that we read, it says right there that the mystery is this church.
但是简单的来讲，在以弗所书第三章讲到这奥秘就是教会。
And then that opens just even more of the mystery. What does the church mean?
但这又打开了其他更奥秘的事，教会是什么呢？
What is the body of Christ?
什么是基督的身体呢？
What is the house of God?
什么是神的家？
Again, the mystery just gets deeper and deeper.
这个奥秘就越来越深，越来越深。
But it's wonderful in Colossians, as we read in Colossians 1:18, it says that we see that the church is the body of Christ, and it is the body of Christ is to reveal the preeminence of Christ.
在哥罗西书一章十八节，他说：“原来教会啊，就是来彰显这个主耶稣基督。”
In a lot of the translations, it says supremacy.
很多的翻译是说居首位。
I like the word preeminence because it's a stronger word.
但是我喜欢另外一个词，因为这个词的意思更强烈。
When we think of supremacy, we think of there's something that's supreme, and then there's something right beneath that.
当我们提到这个词首位，似乎除了首位还有次位，还有其他的。
But in this mystery, it's only Christ.
但是在这个奥秘之中，只有基督。
And it is the church that reveals only Christ.
那也是教会来彰显这个基督。
Now I want to share a little bit. It's when you open with this word mystery and you have 20 minutes, of course, we're just going to touch upon a little bit of this mystery.
当提到这个奥秘只有20分钟的话，我们其实只能来摸一摸。
But I want to look at this word of what material is used in building the house of God.
但我们来思想，当来建造神的家的时候，它的材料是什么？
What material is used for the church?
建造教会的时候，材料是什么？
Billions and billions of dollars has been spent on building churches.
诚意诚意的资金用在建造教会。
But as we all know, but it never hurts to remind ourselves, the church is not a building.
但是我们要需要被提醒，教会不光是建筑。
Where two or three are gathered together by the Lord for His sake, worshiping Him, that is the church.
当有两三个人奉他的名聚集，这就是神的教会。
The Lord could have used any type of material for His church.
神可以用许多其他的材料。
The Creator is limitless. He has no limits.
我们的创造主他没有限制。
The universe is trillions and trillions of light years big, and yet the Lord chose to create man.
这个宇宙是亿万亿万光年这么大，但是呢，神选择来创造人。
One of my favorite stories in the scripture is when the Pharisees come to check out and see what John the Baptist is doing.
我最喜欢的一个故事就是这些法利赛人来施洗约翰面前来看看他在做什么。
And John looks at him and says, you're boasting because you're sons of Abraham. Don't you know that God could make sons of Abraham out of these stones?
施洗约翰就说，你们夸口你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，但神可以从这些石头里面就是兴起亚伯拉罕的子孙。
But in a wonderful way, God said, let us make man.
但是很奇妙的，神说让我们来造人。
Let us make man.
让我们来造人。
And that began this wonderful mystery fulfilled here on earth.
这就让这个奥秘开始实行。
Man was created to reveal only Christ.
人被创造是为了要彰显基督。
Man was created to reveal the mystery of Christ to the angels.
人被创造是来彰显基督，来向着天使。
We have a wonderful opportunity to testify even to the angels, something that they can't partake in, and that is the building of the house of God.
我们有一个奇妙的这个权利，可以甚至向天使来彰显怎样来建造神的家，天使都不能做。
But again, we all know the story, man failed.
但我们知道这个故事就是人堕落了。
Man was going to build this church, going to figure it out, was going to use the knowledge of good and evil to attain something of God.
所以人呢就想用自己的知识，因为他们吃了知识分别善恶树的这个果子之后，想来自己建造。
This did not surprise God.
这并没有让神很惊奇。
And he has watched man over the years try to attain this equality with God.
他也看到人想着用自己的努力来达到神的这个地位。
And man has been hardworking for a long time and rather successful.
人也花了很多的努力，甚至在某些事上有一些成功。
At the Tower of Babel, man was building a tower to God, and God finally had to say, I need to confuse the language because man is doing something.
当人来建造巴别塔的时候，神就说我要阻止这件事情，让他们的语言变乱。
Man will never reach the heavens, but I better stop him short. And he confused the languages.
人没错，其实他们不可能把这个塔建到天上，但是呢，神让他们的语言变乱。
But what I'd like to do this morning is look at a New Testament example of material used for the building of the house of God.
今天我想从新约上面的一个例子来看，建造教会的材料是什么。
And that's why we read this passage from Acts, the story of Paul.
所以我们刚才读了保罗的故事在使徒行传22章。
Early in his life, he was called Saul.
在他生命起初的时候是称为扫罗。
And you ever find it's interesting the number of times that Saul or Paul gives his background?
您可能会很惊奇，他花了很多次的机会来提到他的这个背景。
A couple times in Acts and several times in the epistles, he speaks of his background.
在使徒行传，在其他的地方，他都提到他自己的背景。
But I think there's a reason that he goes over his resume, so to speak.
但我想他总是来提自己这个简历是有他的原因。
So let's just look at a few things that he says about himself.
我们来看看他提到他自己的什么事情。
Paul says, I was a Jewish Pharisee.
他说我是一个犹太人，是法利赛人。
And what that means is he was very spiritual.
这说明什么呢？说明他是很属灵的一个人。
You put that together, being Jewish means he was God's chosen race.
犹太人提到他们是神的选民。
And the Pharisee was the best of that chosen race.
法利赛人是这被选的民中最优秀的。
The Pharisees, that whole order started as the remnant that came back from captivity.
法利赛人的起源是当这些剩余的民从被掳的地方回到耶路撒冷开始。
So here Saul has a very spiritual resume.
所以扫罗的这个简历是非常属灵的开始。
Many times he mentions that he was a Roman citizen.
很多时候他也提到他是罗马的公民。
There is no greater civilization probably in the history of man than the Roman civilization.
在人类历史上可能没有比这个罗马帝国更光辉。
If we wanted to model citizens, we would go to the example of Rome.
如果我们需要来看模范的公民的话，就来看罗马的公民。
Anything Roman speaks of power.
在罗马里面提到他们的权力。
Romans are respected.
他们是非常被尊敬的。
And Paul mentions this several times.
保罗提到几次。
It also says, Paul says that he was from the city of Tarsus.
而且他提到他是从大树来的。
Now Tarsus was a very important city in two respects.
大树在两个地方是两个方面是很重要的城市。
Because it was close to trading routes, it was a very financially secure city.
因为它第一个是接近一个行商的道路，所以非常的有财富。
And because of its location near what was the Greek Empire at one time, and near the Middle East, it was very academic as well.
它接近从前的这个希腊帝国，也接近地中海这一带，所以呢就是非常的学术
works for me. Also says that he was a student of Gamaliel.
而且提到他是加玛列的门下。
In other words, as a young man, when Saul wanted to do things, he was going to do it right.
或者说他从年轻的时候要做什么事都要做对的。
And he learned under the best.
而且他是在最好的门下来学习。
This too shows the zealousness and the hardworkingness of Paul.
这也让我们看到保罗他的热心跟他的这个学习上的这个渴慕。
His education surpassed all his contemporaries.
然后他所受的教育也超过他同辈的人。
He was knowledgeable in Greek.
他在希腊文里面很有知识。
Probably the greatest language and source of philosophy in the history of man.
希腊文是在人类历史里面对哲学的各方面就是最准确把握的一个语言。
Where did all this get Saul?
那这些给了保罗什么呢？给了扫罗什么呢？
Chosen person of God, educated, part of very spiritual, rich, financially secure, educated, zealous. Where did all these things get him? Sorry.
他呢是被拣选的，他呢是很属灵的，他呢受了很好的教育，还有很多其他的。
I think I forgot to teach you. 。Saul actively condoned and participated in the imprisonment and the death of Christians.
但是就是这个扫罗，他牵涉了许多的事情，让这些信神的基督徒，这些男女们落在死亡里面。
That's what it got him.
这些给了他最后这个结果。
He chased after financial security.
他来逼迫有财富的，他自己是有财富的。
He pursued the highest of education.
他来追求最高的教育。
He learned all that there was to learn.
他学到了所有一切可以学到的。
If he was living today, he would have lived in America, the model place of citizenship.
今天如果他活在美国，他也是模范的公民。
He had it all.
他有了所有的一切。
And he actively condoned and participated in the death of men, women, and quite possibly even children.
但是他竟然参与这样的事，就是不论男女，甚至有孩子在里面，把他们所拿下监。
That's why in another portion it said, when the Lord revealed himself to Paul, he said, it's hard kicking against the goads, isn't it, Paul?
所以他碰到主的时候，主曾经说过，用脚踢刺是难的。
In pursuit of all these wonderful things, there was a hurt in his side.
当他来追求所有这些事的时候，在他里面有一个障碍。
And you know which commandment I think did Saul in of the Ten Commandments?
您知道在十诫里面到底有哪一个他所触犯的呢？
This is only my sense, but I think it was the Tenth Commandment.
这是我的感觉，就是第十条。
He coveted something that the people of the way or Christians had.
他贪恋了这些基督徒所有的。
He had it all, but he was not satisfied.
他有了刚才的这一切，但是呢，他并没有满足。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we stop the story right there, this would be a very depressing morning.
如果我们在这里停住的话，今天早上是非常抑郁的。
But as we read at the noon, on the way to Damascus to continue murdering Christians and imprisoning Christians, he received a vision.
但是当他去大马士革的路上继续来逼迫信奉这道的人的时候，他接受了这个启示。
At noontime, when the sun is the brightest, he received sight of the Lord Jesus Christ who he was persecuting.
约在晌午，他看到天上的大光，这个他所逼迫的基督来向他显现。
His life was changed.
整个生命都改变了。
Now he would have struggles and he would falter and he would sin just like us.
他也会有自己的挣扎，他也会失败，像我们一样。
But his life was transformed.
但是他的生命完全被改变。
And the Lord used those things that we just listed that made him a murderer, he used them to the glory of God.
保罗原来拥有的一切让他成为一个杀人的凶手，但是神却把这一切转变过来，是为自己，是为神的自己。
Spiritually, he was a Pharisee, but it says, as we all know in Galatians 2:20, that Jewish Pharisee was crucified with Christ and no longer lived, but Christ lived in Paul.
就是这个法利赛人在加勒太书里面他自己说，现在活着的不再是我，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And now the Father could say, when I look at you, Paul, I don't see a Pharisee, I don't see a Jew, I see Christ.
所以当父神看到他的时候，他说，我没有看到一个犹太人或者法利赛人，我是看到一个在基督里面得救的人。
Paul was what he was created to be, revealing Christ.
保罗就实现了他当初被创造的那个心意，来启示基督他自己。
When the Lord looked, and the Father looked at Paul, he no longer saw a Roman citizen.
当父看到保罗的时候，他也没有看到一个罗马的公民。
As we see in Philippians, we won't have to turn there, but in Philippians, Paul says, our citizenship is in the heavenlies.
在腓立比书我们不需要翻到那里，他说我现在是天上的公民。
Now his Roman citizenship helped him get out of some tough spots. But that's not what was important.
他的罗马公民让他从许多的困境里面可以解脱出来，但这些都不重要。
As far as financial security, Paul considered all things loss.
但是在财富上面，他的那个态度现在就是万事如粪土。
This material used for building God's house lost everything that he might gain Christ.
他说：“我愿意为基督丢弃万事，为要得着他为至宝。”
He still had to make tents here and there every once in a while, but you didn't see him worrying about it.
他虽然也在这处在那处来支帐篷来维生，但是他从来没有为这个忧虑。
We never saw him leave the synagogue or the temples or the crowd saying, you know, I've got to get back to tent making.
每一次在会堂里面完了之后，他要回到这个帐篷的职业。
The Lord took care of his finances.
神已经保守了他生活上一切的需要。
His education, probably no person I can think of that knew the Old Testament better than Paul.
从他的教育来讲，我没有发现有任何一个人比保罗似乎比旧约更熟悉。
But that education was killing people of God.
但是这个知识原来使他来逼迫神的子民。
Now we see in the epistles the whole Old Testament brought to life.
但是我们在使徒行传在他的所有的书信里面看到，整个旧约就被启示出来。
It says in Romans that the knowledge of the Scripture brought hope.
在罗马书里面讲到这个对神的所有的认识带来了盼望。
Whatever field of education or field of work you're in, do you have hope for tomorrow in that education, in that job?
不管您现在所学的是什么，在您的领域里面有没有带给您今后的盼望呢？
Only the Scriptures and the Lord Himself can bring that hope.
只有神的话跟神自己可以把这个盼望带给我们。
I love in one of his court cases, Festus says to Paul, "Your learning is driving you mad."
在他使徒行传里面有一次这个亚基帕王就说，哦，腓斯都说，你的学问太大，你癫狂了。
And Paul's response, "No, it's driving me to the truth."
但是保罗说，没有，这让我更加接近这个真理。
The world can drive us mad, brothers and sisters.
这个世界可以让我们癫狂。
But the Scripture and the Lord's Word will bring us to truth.
但是神的话让我们进到真理里面。
That hard-working zealousness brought Paul to running a race.
他所有的辛劳，所有的这一些让他来跑当跑的路。
So Paul, through this transformation, becoming this little person, became material used for the building of the house of God.
所以所有这一切让保罗成为建造神家的一个材料。
The heavens declare the glory of God.
诸天要述说神的荣耀。
Angels rejoice in the presence of God.
天使要在神的同在里面欢喜。
But we have that special place of being built together with one another in Christ to reveal such a wonderful mystery thatOnly in eternity will we have begin to have a glimpse of it.
但是我们有这个特别的权利，可以被建造在一起，彰显基督，而且让天上的荣耀可以彰显出来。
God's church, His body, is made up of saints from the past and the present and the future.
神的教会，神的身体，是由历世历代以来圣徒来组成的。
It's made up of young and old.
不管是年轻的，年长的。
Male and female.
男性女性。
The church, the body of Christ, is made up of the Apostle Paul.
这个神的身体有圣徒保罗。
And that woman that we find in Mark that gave just two mites.
也可以看到在马可福音里面给了两个小钱的寡妇。
So in closing, we ask ourselves this question.
所以在结束前，我们来问自己一个问题。
What is our testimony?
我们的见证是什么？
Are we consumed with the body of Christ? Are we consumed with the church? Are we consumed with this mystery of God's eternal purpose?
我们有没有被教会、被神的身体，还有被神永远的旨意，来完全的充满？
Is our life an example of living out this consumed heart of revealing Christ?
我们的生命有没有被这个心充满？就是这个热心让我们来彰显主耶稣基督。
Because if that's a reality, the Lord can ask us every day, who do you say that I am? And like Peter, we can say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
如果我们是在这个事实里面，那每天主问我们的时候，我们都可以像彼得一样讲，说你是基督，是神的儿子。
And if that's a reality, the Lord will build his church, and the gates of Hades shall not overcome it.
如果这是在我们中间的一个事实的话，那神要在我们中间建造这个所有的阴间的权柄也不能胜过他。
May we be that material used for the house of God.
愿意我们成为神建造圣殿的材料。
Thank you, Brother Chief.
谢谢 Chief 弟兄。
Let us begin with the scripture as Brother was mentioning.
让我们
turn with me to Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
让我们一起翻到马太福音十六章十八节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 16, verse 18.
马太福音十六章十八节。
And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell or Hades shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得。我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
We should have this very clear in our heart and mind before we may even think about building the house of God, that He is building His church.
当我们谈到建造教会的时候，在我们心里面应该有一个很清楚的概念，就是他在建造。
And the promise.Of comfort he has given us that against which the gates of hell or Hades will not prevail.
他给我们这个应许，就是说阴间的权柄也不能胜过他。
The scripture talks about the mystery of all mysteries.
神的圣经里面提到奥秘中的奥秘。
And it is revealed unto us and entrusted in our hands.
他不光向我们启示，而且交托给我们。
And we know that Lord has called us, each one of us, all of us, to be His co-workers or co-laborers.
神今天呼召我们这里的每一位来做他的同工。
He is building the church, but He has invited us, or rather has called us to work with Him in this building work.
他是在建造，但今天他呼召我们一起来进入他的这个工程里面。
And I just want to remind us all, our two brothers were sharing in the past about the calling.
我想提醒大家啊，在这里借这个机会提醒大家，前面有两位弟兄曾经跟我们交通过的。
Would you please turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24?
我们可以一起翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第四节。
First Epistle to Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 24.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十四节。
That we read, Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
二十四节，那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
那招你们的本是信实的，他必成就这事。
Yes, we all have this call to work together with the Lord in this building of the house of God.
在这件事上建造神的家，我们都被呼召来同工。
And we must take comfort in our heart that faithful is He who has called us.
我们心里要有一个很深的把握，就是他是信实的，这位招我们的主。
And he is going to accomplish it.
他会要成就这事。
He is going to do it.
他必成就这事。
It's not because he has found something in us, some capacity or ability.
并不是他在我们里面发现我们有这样的能力。
But because it is his heart's desire from the very beginning.
而这是因为从起初他心里就有这样一个愿望。
That instead of using the angels, he may make man in his likeness and use us in this great magnificent building work.
他没有使用天使，却使用照着他的形象跟样式来造的人，来做这件奇妙的事情。
The word used for the church is glorious church.
神所建造的教会是荣耀的教会。
And the building of the house of God is also glorious building.
这个神的家也是一个荣耀的建造。
The glory of the temple of Solomon was so great.
当扫罗门的时代，那个圣殿是如此的荣耀。
That then after all other temples and other things were built, were of no match to that first temple.
所有以后所建造的建筑都没有与它相比的。
But the temple or the house of God, Lord is building, is a spiritual temple or house of God.
但是神所建造的家，他的圣殿是一个属灵的圣殿。
And this house of God, Lord is building, is not of regular material, the earthly material.
这个神的家的材料不是这个地上的材料。
Gold and silver and precious stones and big stones were used in the building work of that temple of Solomon.
当时所用的金银宝石还有这个根基的巨石。
But now he is building this temple or the house of God with the living stones.
但现在他所用的是活石。
And if we don't know this, we must know now that we are those living stones.
如果您今天还不知道的话，我们就是这活石。
Our Lord is building us up together to be his habitation, his dwelling place where his glory may dwell.
他把我们建造在一起成为灵宫，是他所居住的地方。
He's desiring to dwell among us, in us.
他喜悦住在这个灵宫里面，住在我们中间。
That is the building of the house of God we are talking about.
这是我们所提到建造神的家。
We are not talking about building an organization.
并不是建造一个组织。
We are not talking about building a fellowship.
或者建造一个聚会。
And as we have heard, the building, the church building,
我们也提到这个建筑。
But it is the Lord's desire that we may have the character of Christ, that Christ may be formed in us, that we all may be fitly framed together to be his habitation.
而是神的性格，神的生命在我们里面，然后我们可以彼此建造在一起。
So I am...Sorry if I may not satisfy your expectation of what you want to hear from us.
如果今天您从我没有听到您想要听到的，我先来道歉。
Lord is not talking about how to manage the house of God and take care of the necessary things in the house of God.
神并不是说怎样来组织我们现在的这个聚会，或者是怎样来处理一些事情。
But,How it can be built according to the pattern given to us.
而是根据这个向我们指示的样式来建造。
Moses was given that blueprint to build the tabernacle.
这个样式，这个蓝图，当初是启示给摩西。
And Lord was telling him very seriously and repeatedly to do and to buildAnd to prepare everything as it is revealed unto him, asked of him.
所以神非常认真，而且重复地跟他讲，所有的建造要按着山上的样式。
And he cannot have his own way or thinking in this matter of building the tabernacle for the Lord.
建造会幕来为着主，他不能有一丝自己的主意。
And now, Lord has entrusted this work in our hands.
那神现在把这件事信托给我们。
And Christ himself, Lord Jesus Christ himself is our pattern.
主耶稣基督就是我们的样式。
That this building of the house of God may reveal only and only Christ.
所以这个神的家的建造到最后就是来彰显他自己。
Our Father is not satisfied with the big crowds or big number in the fellowship.
神在天上并不是看到聚会的人很多就已经喜悦了。
He wants to see that life flowing in the midst of his people.
他要看到这个生命在他的子民中间 来流出。
The Lord is desiring for those brothers and sisters who are caught up with that vision, the heavenly vision.
他要看到他的子民，我们的弟兄姐妹们是也是同样看到这天上的异象。
Where Paul he repeated different places could tell this, I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision.
保罗不止一次说我没有违背那从天上来的异象。
For building of this house of God needs vision.
来建造神的家需要有启示。
Many will come out and take the responsibility and the leadership to build the house of God.
许多人他们就来负这个责来建造神的家。
But unless they may have the vision, I don't want to ride with them.
但是除非他们真有从神来的异象，我们不需要与他们来同工。
Yes, you may have love for me.
没错，可能您对我有爱心。
Yes, you may consider me as your friend.
可能您把我当成您的朋友。
Yes, you may think that I am in your inner circle.
可能您觉得我在您朋友的圈子里面。
But if you don't have vision, I don't want to ride with you in the car.
但是如果您没有这个意向，我甚至不愿意跟您同坐一辆车。
For I don't know where you will be going.
因为我不知道您要开到哪里去。
As a human, if suppose I'm talking in this fashion, this way.
如果在这个世人中间我这么来讲。
The glorious Lord.The Lord who has glorious eternal plan and purpose for each one of us has great expectation from us.
如果我说这位天上的神对我们有这样一个荣耀而且永远的意向永远的旨意
and to fulfill that expectation is to humble ourselves before the Lord.
当我们要来成就这个旨意的时候只能在神面前谦卑
that we may not have any initiative before the Lord.
在神面前我们没有自己的起意
that we mayBe those who may count ourselves at his remain at his disposal.
所以我们在他面前只能说奉主的差遣。
That we may be always be connected with that heavenly head, the exalted head, even our Lord Jesus.
所以我们可以与这个属天已经被高举的头来连接。
And then we may receive those commands, directions, and instructions from that glorious head.
所以我们可以接到所有的指示，所有的这个所有的细节从天上来。
That we may not lean on our own understanding, that we may not have our own plans and purposes before the Lord.
不是依靠自己的思维，自己的计划。
And then only He can use us as both as the building material and also His co-workers.
这样的话，我们才可以被用作这个建殿的材料，来达到他的自己的旨意。
But again, let us comfort our hearts with this reminder that faithful is He who is calling us.
但是我们需要，但我们需要知道这件事，就是那招你们的本是信实的，这会成为我们的安慰。
Romans chapter 11 verse 29 also comforts us.
罗马书第十一章二十九节也同样安慰我们。
We don't have time to go there.
我们没有时间去那里。
There we read, the gifts and calling of God are irrevocable.
那里是提到神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。
The gift and the calling of God.Cannot be altered, cannot be changed.
神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔，也不会被改变。
He has called us.
他已经呼召了我们。
And he will equip us.
他也会来装备我们。
He will prepare us.
他也会来预备我们。
And then he will use us.
他也会使用我们。
He will work in us.
他会在我们里面来做。
And he will work through us.
也借着我们做出
来。He will receive glory in us.
他会把荣耀放在我们里面。
And he will be glorified through us.
也会借着我们把这荣耀彰显出来。
He will receive glory, honor, and praise in us and through us.
他会借着我们来受到所有的荣耀跟尊贵跟赞美。
Such a comfort we have in this.
这就是我们的安慰。
This calling is a holy calling.
这个呼召是一个圣洁的呼召。
We cannot use those kind of tactics the world use in building anything.
我们不能用这世上的方法来建造。
There should not be any craftiness in that.
甚至不能有这个复杂的声音。
No one can be cunning in that this work.
我们不能把自己的放在这个建造里。
Humble, broken, open to the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
我们的谦卑，我们的被破碎，我们这些所有的事情。
This calling of building the house of God is a high calling.
这个建造神家的呼召是最高的呼召。
I can tell highest of all callings.
是在所有呼召里面最高的呼召。
Yes, you young people are called to be a doctor or engineer by the world.
你们年轻人在世界上受的呼召可能是成为博士，成为其他的。
And when I'm using this kind of words, because I have heard A.W. Tozer telling, speaking in this fashion.
我这样用这个词是因为听到A.W. 一个人
Tozer,
他也是这样来提到这
件事。He tells you, young man, soon you will finish your education and the world will send for you.
他就说你们这些年轻人完成了教育之后这个世界要来差遣你们。
And will ask from you and demand from you certain things.
他们来来对你有许多的要求。
You work 8 hours a day or 18 hours a day.
你或者是8小时甚至18个小时一天。
The world will say you don't have choice. I will decide for you.
这个世界会说你没有选择我来为你决定。
But the calling we have from the Lord is highest of all calling.
但是从神来的呼召是至高的呼召。
A.W. Tozer tells, and this has remained in my mind, so I must share this.
A.W. Tozer, 他陶树弟兄他提到的。
I think the Yes Group is studying, reading his book.
这些 Yes Group 的弟兄们现在在读他的一些著作。
I have one or two tapes in his own words. I found it in England many years back.
有很多年前我找到他在英国的一些讲道的磁带。
And in his sharing, he shares this.
他就分享到我要提
到的。He says, brothers and sisters, Lord has not sent me to you by telling, go to my undernourished sheep and scratch their back.
他就说神没有让我来呼召你们去把那些迷羊找来在他们背上挠一挠。
And I'm very glad that Yes Group is reading his, studying his book.
我很高兴 Yes Group 在读他的书。
There are some wonderful golden nuggets there.
那里有许多金子一样的章。
But the calling we are talking about, building the house of God, is the highest of all calling.
但是确实建造神家的呼召是至高的呼召。
And there is a warning involved in the word of God for us as his co-workers.
当我们这样与神同工的时候神的话里也有一些警告。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 10 tells,
在彼得后书第一章提到
2 Peter, verse, Peter verse, chapter 1 verse 10 tells,
彼得后书第一章第十节
Make sure your election and your calling.
使你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移。
Make sure your election and your calling.
你们所蒙的恩召和拣选。
Means we have to come back, repeatedly come back, again and again come back to that original calling. Otherwise, we will soon forget the calling the Lord has for us.
我们要一直不断地回到这个起初的呼召里面，不然我们就会从这里漂移出去。
Yes, there are many voices there, but let us hearken unto the voice of the Lord.
没错，有许多其他的声音，但是让我们只来听神的声音。
And now, after this introduction, I would like to tell you the story. I think many of us know the story.
当所有这些介绍之后，我想向大家来讲一个故事，很多人也听过。
After finishing the work by laying down his life on the cross of Calvary, the Lord was going to the Lord Father.
当主耶稣在地上完成一切，在加略山上钉在十字架上之后
，And many angels are with the Lord.
许多的天使与主在一起。
This is just a story.
这是一个故事。
And the angels are asking, Lord, the work which you have started, the work of building the house of God which you have started.
那天使就问主啊，你在地上已经开始了这个建造神家的工作。
To whom you have entrusted.
你把它交给谁了？
To whose hands you have entrusted this work.
你把它信托给谁的手？
Lord, you have paid a great price.
您已经付了极重的代价。
Now the work you have started to whom you have entrusted.
那您开始的这个善工，您交给谁？
And the Lord is telling, I have Peter there, and John is there, and some other disciples are there.
那主就说我有彼得，有约翰，还有其他的门徒。
And then the angels are asking, Lord, if they fail?
那天使就问说主啊，如果他们失败呢？
Maybe they know about the weakness of Peter, and they might have this doubt, and they're asking this question, Lord, if they fail?
他们一定是知道彼得的软弱，所以他们来问，那如果他们失败呢？
And the Lord is telling, if they fail, I have nobody else.
那主就说，如果他们失败，我没有其他人。
As I have shared once, if the Lord wants to walk on this earth again and fulfill His ministry, He needs my feet and your feet.
如果主真是要在地上来完成他的工作，他需要您和我。
We are His body, His temple, called by His name.
我们就是他的身体，他的殿是为他在他名里所招的。
Yes, Lord can raise children from the stones.
没错，神可以从石头里面兴起子孙来。
Yes, Lord can entrust the work in the hands of the angels.
神也可以把这个工作信托给天使。
But it is His desire that we may become that building material and also the co-workers in this building work of the house of God.
但神却愿意我们成为这个建造的材料，而且与他来同工。
And as we know that Paul, whenever he talks, he's very upfront.
当我们知道当保罗来讲的时候，他是非常的直接。
He tells, as a wise master builder, I have laid this foundation.
他说我是一个聪明的工头，已经立好了根基。
And someone else is building on it.
有其他人在上面建造。
And then he reminds himself and others that foundation is the Lord Jesus, that He is the cornerstone.
他也说，虽然有我跟其他人建造，但是这个房角石就是主耶稣基督自己。
And somebody else is building on that foundation.
是有其他的人在上面建造。
Let him be careful how he builds.
让他来小心怎样在上面建造。
And there are many ways one can build, or many material he can use for that building.
当一个人来建造的时候，可以用许多的材料。
Gold, silver, precious stones, wood, clay, hubble.
金、银、宝石或者草木、河蟹。
And then he's telling that the work we do is going to be tried by fire.
他也说我们的工程要有火来试验。
And I believe the work which are like wood, clay, hubble is going to be burned up.
那所有草木河蟹的工作就要被这火烧掉。
Has no value whatsoever in the sight of the Almighty God.
在这个全能的神面前一点价值都没有。
And that makes it very clear to us that we should not be busy in doing or building the house of God.
这也提醒我们，当我们匆忙来建造神家的时候，
But we must be careful how and with what material, with what motive we are building this house of God.
让我们来警醒我们所用的材料和我们的动机在哪里。
Question, what are we building?
第一个问题，我们在建造什么？
Are we building the ark as Noah built that ark?
我们是不是像挪亚建造方舟一样来建造呢？
Are we building that tower of Babel as they were building that tower?
我们或者是像那些人在建造巴别塔一样来建造呢？
Are we building our own house?
我们是不是在建造自己的家？
What are we building?
我们在建造什么？
Another question.
另外一个问题。
With what we are building?
用什么来建造？
We must always be careful with what we are building the house of God.
建造神的家，我们要非常小心，我们用什么建造？
Are we building the house of God with the influence we have on our brothers and sisters?
是不是我们用对弟兄姐妹的影响力来建造这个教会呢？
Are we trying to build the house of God with the power I have,
或者用我们身上的权力来建造呢？
Are we trying to build the house of God with the possession I have?
或者用我们的地位来建造呢？
These few questions, and we may add many more questions to this list.
这些只是简短的一些问题，还有许多的问题可以加在里面。
And even greater question, why we are building this house of God?
更大的问题是为什么我们要建造神的家？
Is this our profession?
这是我们的职业吗？
And that's why we are building this house of God?
所以我们来建造神的家。
Is this our hobby? That is why we are building this house of God?
这是不是我们的爱好？所以我们来建造神的家。
Or because I feel so, I'm building the house of God?
或者我心里愿意这样做，我就来建造神的家。
And many more questions we can add to this list.
同样有许多问题可以加在这个单字上面。
Answer should be because he has called us to build the house of God, to be that house of God.
答案应该是他呼召我们来建造神的家，也让我们成为神的家。
How we are building the house of God? Last question.
最后的问题，怎样来建造神的家？
Using our own mentality, our own opinions, our own agendas, our own likes and dislikes.
用我们自己的意见、计划、我们所喜好的来建造吗？
Are we building this house with our own attitudes?
用我们自己的态度来建造吗？
And as our dear brother was mentioning, are we trying to build this house of God with our own zeal?
或者像弟兄讲到，是不是用自己的热心来建造？
And our own zeal is always false zeal.
我们自己的热心都是有错误的。
Or we are caught up with that heavenly vision.
或者我们是被那天上的异象抓住了。
Have we seen the glimpse of that glorious church?
你有没有瞥见这个天上
这个神的家的荣耀？ Do we know what this church is?
您知道这个教会到底是什么吗？
For first one year.I had kind of notion in my heart about the church of the Lord or the house of God.
在开始的一年，我心里面对神的教会、神的家有一个自己的主意。
And in my ignorance, I'm sorry, brother, I'm rushing. In my ignorance, I persecuted a group of believers as we were listening about the Saul of Tarsus.
在那个时候，因着我的这个热心，我甚至逼迫了一些在主里的一些弟兄姐妹们。
Because the doctrine was a little bit different than what I believed, I was after them so much.
因为我的无知，因为我当时的领受对神的教会跟那些弟兄姐妹的意见不太一样。
And then after coming from India to America, one Saturday morning, I was giving out tracts and preaching the gospel on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn, New York.
从印度来到美国之后，有一天早上，我在纽约第五街来派这些福音的单张。
I might have shared this before.
我可能已经提到这件事。
But that morning, five people met me.
但那天早上有五个人遇见我。
Three brothers and two sisters.
三个弟兄，两个姐妹。
And they were from Spanish background.
他们是讲西班牙语的。
And they were so happy to see me, one Indian man preaching in that territory.
他们很高兴看到一个印度的人站在这里来传福音。
There were almost three or four spots reserved for them for every Saturday to preach. They were so persistent in preaching the gospel.
他们在福音上是这么的热心，他们有三个地点来传福音。
And the first brother came and shook my hand with warmth of the love and hugged me and says, "We are very glad to see you." Preaching here.
第一个弟兄来跟我握手，还跟我拥抱，说我们真高兴你在这里传福音。
I felt good in my heart.
我心里感觉很好。
But the question I had in my heart, even stronger than their greeting, was, "Where do you fellowship?"
但是我心里有一个比这个
Where do you fellowship? Greetings.
Yeah, 就比这个问候更重要的就是你们在哪儿聚会。
And they said, "So and so Pentecostal Church."
他们说是某某灵恩的一个聚会。
And then the second will come and greet me the same way, and I will ask the same question. 46th Street Pentecostal Church.
然后呢，再有一个弟兄来，我就问他们在哪里聚，他们说在第46街的某一个聚会。
And all five, without exception, were from that background, doctrinal background, from that kind of fellowships.
其实五个弟兄姐妹都是从那个背景来的。
And now you must have a clue that I was persecuting.That one group of believers in India.
那您可能就有一个心里的主意，就是说我曾经怎样在印度来逼迫这样的弟兄姐妹。
And that day I felt really bad in my heart.
那天我心里就感觉非常的糟。
I said, "Lord, I know there is something seriously wrong in my mind and my heart."
他说神呢，我说神呢，在我的心思里面一定有一个很错误的东西。
And I literally heard the Lord telling me, "It is hard for you to kick against the goats."
我很清楚听到主对我说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
Next day was Lord's Day.
第二天就是主日。
And we had the Lord's table as usual.
我们像平时一样也有擘饼聚会。
And as usual, we were reading from the Corinthians, the scripture portion which tells, "If you partake from the Lord's table without discerning the Lord's body, you are under damnation."
那里在哥林多前书讲得非常清楚，当我们 来领受饼杯的时候，如果不分辨自己的罪，那就是吃喝自己的罪。
And the Holy Spirit started ministering unto me. Do you have any clue how greatly and vastly spread is my body throughout this world?
那圣灵就在里面来对我说话，说你知道我的身体在这地上有多么的大。
Do you have any discernment of my body?
你对我的身体有没有一个分辨？
And I repented that day.
那天我就悔改。
And as I repented, Lord took away that grudges and those notions I had for this believers group completely from my heart.
那神就把我心里面原来对这个背景的弟兄姐妹所有一些 误解一些偏见都拿掉。
And replaced it with a love for all.
然后把这个爱放在我里面，让我可以爱所有的人。
Yes, Lord has called us to be His co-worker in this building work of His temple, His church, the house of God.
没错，神叫我们来同工，来建造神的殿、教会跟神的家。
But before we may enter into it, or before we may try to touch it, we must know and must have it clear in our heart and mind.What is this glorious church? What is this glorious house of God we are talking about?
但是当我们来进入工作或者碰这个工作的时候，在这之前我们的心思里面一定要有一个清楚的看见，就是神的教会、神的家是多么的荣耀。
And it is not just the head knowledge. It should be the very life within us.
并不是头脑的知识，而是我们里面生命里的每一份。
The cornerstone which was rejected has become the stone which was rejected has become the cornerstone.
被匠人所弃的这个石头已经成了房角的头块石头。
This one thought we see in the scriptures repeatedly in Psalms, in Ephesians, in Acts, in Peter, we see this repeatedly coming again and again.
在诗篇在彼得在保罗的书信里面都提到，一直重复的提到。
The stone which was rejected by the builders has become the cornerstone, the main stone. We of God is laid, was laid.
神的羔羊是在世界被创造以先以来就是被杀的羔羊。
So we have to be very careful in this.Building work of the house of God.
所以我们要非常小心来建造神的家。
And lastly, I would like to share a very important thing.
最后我要分享一件非常重要的事。
Yes, Lord is building us up together, building us together.
没错，神是把我们建造在一起。
Recently, I have seen Brother Elliot and Stephen.
最近我看到 Elliot 弟兄跟 Stephen 弟兄。
Lord is building them together. I could see that. As I fellowshiped with Brother Elliot, I could see that.
当我与 Elliot 弟兄交通的时候，我发现神把他们两个已经建造在一起。
And Solomon and
成为他居住之所，成为神的家。
Now I will take a wide turn and tell husband and wife should be built up together.
现在我要再转一转大家的心思来。讲到夫妻被建造在一起。
We may try to offer our services in this building work of the house of God.
当我们在建造神家的事上有份的时候。
But if we are not built up together in our home as husband and wife, Lord is not pleased.
如果在家里夫妻没有先被建造在一起，神也不喜悦。
If those rough edges are not removed in our marriage relationship,We will come with those attitudes and rough edges in the house of God and will hurt others.
如果在婚姻的这件事上我们的棱角还没有被磨掉的话，来到聚会里面我们会伤到其他人。
And another thing, the last thing, yes, Lord has given us this group of believers, our dear brothers and sisters, that we may build ourselves together with them.
最后呢，没错，神赐给我们周围的弟兄姐妹，让我们这班人现在建造在一起。
But this assembly of God, this fellowship of God, this house of God is not just this. It's so glorious and great and vastly spread.
但是不是只是我们这里的聚会，我们这里的交通，神的家是非常大。
May the Lord help us to see from all tribes and kindreds and nationalities and tongues, believers who are also called in the same work and who are also the material in this building of the house of God.
我们要看到从各族各方各国各民神都呼召而且把他们建造在一起成为神的家。
You will find many Spanish brothers and sisters as you will just go for shopping or any other thing.
当您去购物的时候您也会碰到许多比如讲西班牙语的弟兄姐妹。
It is such a wonderful experience when we meet Korean, Spanish speaking, African believers and just fill one with them.
这个经历是非常的奇妙就是您碰到比如有从南韩的有从非洲来的都是弟兄姐妹。
After Daisy has stopped working in dealers yesterday, she ended up going there because one of the friends told that they have a sale going on and on top of that sale, they are giving 30% extra.
Daisy 姐妹昨天去 dealers, 因为她听到不光是有折扣有更多的折扣。
Since 3 hours are not enough to talk with them all.
三个小时其实是不够的。
And as she was rushing, she ended up telling 2 or 3 Nigerian friends, they are also very good Christian, says, I cannot continue talking. You come to my home and we'll have fellowship and we'll talk.
她在那里就遇到两个从尼日利亚来的。
This is the time to experience that.
如果您还没有体会到在主的合一里面与这些弟兄姐妹交通的甜美的话。
And that will bring the fresh anointing and the unction of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God to equip us to build the house of God.
如果我们这样做的话圣灵恩膏在我们里面就让我们能够来学习怎样来建造神的家。
May the Lord be with us.
愿主与我们同在。
Thank you, brother.